By the year 1812, partly as a result of his own marital alliance with Austria, Napoleon had seen his former ally, Tsar Alexander, grow increasingly defiant toward the French Empire. When the Russian Tsar refused to honor the French blockade of England, war grew imminent. By June, the French Emperor had assembled a massive army of over 500,000 men along the Russian frontier, with which he was determined to subdue Russia in a great campaign that would prove once and for all the invincibility of French arms. On the 23rd, the French crossed the Niemen River into Russian territory to begin an epic campaign aimed at the heart of the Russian Empire, Moscow. Advancing eastward across a broad front, the Grand Army initially met little opposition, as the Russians systematically fell back before the enemy's overwhelming strength. The coordination and supply of such a large army across the vastness of the Russian steppe quickly proved a logistical nightmare, however, taxing even Napoleon's organizational genius, as fierce summer heat, poor roads, and a hostile population brought about innumerable delays and complications. By the middle of August, the French had reached the outskirts of Smolensk, where the Russians mounted their first concerted defense. After a two-day battle, however, the Russians once again withdrew to the east, forcing the invaders to extend their already strained logistical network still farther. Growing more and more anxious to score a decisive military victory that might conclude the campaign, Napoleon pursued them to the village of Borodino, some 70 miles west of Moscow. Here, drawn up behind hastily prepared defensive earthworks, the Russians would make a determined defense of their traditional capital in what would be one of the bloodiest battles of the Napoleonic Wars.